while the world leader finds himself going on an involuntary treasure hunt. And after that, late night radio. Madness. Episode 75. Madness Treasure Hunt.
What are you doing down there in the basement?
It's all right, Mother. I'm just looking for some old weapons of mass destruction. I'm going to list them on eBay and clear the junk out of the palace.
Will you watch what you're doing? I don't want that whole basement going off. When do you want your dinner?
I'll eat them down there.
Don't you dare spill any, son. The basement is dusty enough as it is. They'll be ready in 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm slamming the door now.
But don't make a mess down there, son. I put a lot of stuff around there, collecting dust for the trash disposal.
I hope you're not throwing my stuff away. I want everything. I want to hoard my stuff and keep it in a hall. This box looks familiar. What are these? I remember something about these boxes. What the f***? Oh, these are my Sega Saturn games. I'd forgotten all about these. Sonic Jam! How could she do this? Good job I'm down here. The bin men were coming 7 a.m. tomorrow, and this lot would have been ground into dust.
I am here at your bidding. Why did you ask me to wear a suit?
Good, you brought it. Now get on your hands and knees on that dust and start rifling through this stuff.
This suit costs 900 points, and I would bet this stuff down here is only worth 19 points collected together.
Yes, but I'm going to sell it for a whole lot more to suckers who don't even know the meaning of the word point. Have you found any of my old weapons yet?
No, only landmines.
Well, don't tread on them. I can't be bothered to hire a new assistant.
Okay, then. What are these games? They look ancient.
Well, not so fast. For your information, they were f***ing brilliant.
Sonic Jam? What's this in the instruction book?
Dodd, put those games down and do what you're supposed to be doing.
It looks like some kind of map.
It's the map to the levels. Just put it down.
Well, why then does it say Pacific on it?
Let me see that. It looks like some kind of treasure map. Just looks like a kid has drawn it. I'll just rip that up.
No, no. It might be worth investigating.
Well, if you must. But if this wastes my time, I'll see to it you're down the workhouse again.
You should take it to Hamid. He might be able to tell if it's worth pursuing. He is a secret agent, after all.
Well, I know he is. What would he know?
He might be able to tell if it's genuine.
Where are you going, son?
Going to a place called Out. And I might not be back. And if you've made those grilled cornflakes, you can tip it where the sun don't shine. Because I don't need it.
The bloody cheek! After all I've done for you, you Bob Barrick, son. When you come back in, you're grounded in a little station.
In Hamid's office.
Wait a minute. I'm busy. Can't you see that?
Hamid, get off that phone before I'll wrap it around your client. Take a look at this map.
Where did you find this?
It was in a basement stuffed down a game box.
The writing looks similar to an ancient tribe of the Pacific island of Swahulu. It is said to be near a deposit of gold in the ground. Past leaders have tried to mine it for centuries, but to no avail. Once every 100 years or so, a huge bounty of gold is found in the ground and then it dries up. Some citizens on the island are rich and have so far lived a quiet life and haven't been bothered by our empire. This paper could lead to the whereabouts of some more treasure.
Well, those citizens are about to get bothered and perturbed. Because I didn't even know the place existed. And that's the only reason it's still existing happily. But tomorrow, the first thing the inhabitants are going to see out their windows will be the Iraqi Navy tearing up their shores.
I must give a warning to you that there is no way to verify this treasure map. It looks very much like Swahili writing and has obviously been smuggled. But other than that, there is every chance that this could be genuine.
In that case, I'm going to make plans for me and the Iraqi Navy, and we're leaving tomorrow. I will make an announcement to my Navy enlistees.
Outside the office, a cleaner is listening intently. He is later discovered to be a disguised member of the Arafia. Later on...
Boss, I think you're going to want to hear this.
He tells Tsukasa what he's heard.
What's his little game? Why is our leader suddenly invading the tiny island of Swahulu? What could he have to gain?
Well, maybe that was some riches, some treasure.
They were talking about a map.
It sounds preposterous. Don't be stupid. But if there is something in it for Saddam, then there is more than likely something in it for us. Therefore, I think we need to be on this treasure hunt. But tomorrow we will follow him and his party to find out.
Later, Saddam is in a military compound, addressing the Navy.
Navy comrades, I hope you have all brought your enlistment papers. Just when it was thought that there was nothing left to invade, a pin was placed on a map, and it fell and stabbed Swahulu, a remote island in the mid-Pacific. Now, if you've been served papers to enlist, pack your bags light. Any heavy luggage you bring may be thrown overboard. Good luck, and I expect to see you here tomorrow at 6 a.m. at portside.
Saddam also makes an announcement to the comrades.
Comrades, you may find that some of your brothers and sisters may have left home. It is all right, there's no need to panic. They have merely joined the Iraqi Navy, and in some cases, the Foreign Legion.
The next day, Saddam, cohort and hundreds of members of the Iraqi Navy arrive at Portside in western Iraq. Part of their journey is through war-torn Basra and a country the size of London, which is filled with nothing but oil refineries.
Unfortunately, the only ships I've ever built have been paper aeroplanes in bathwater. So I had to plunder the conquered navy vessels around the world. Them being ships, I couldn't bring them to these shores. So I had to get a team of engineers to build one complete ship out of old 30-year-old parts of old broken-up British and American ships.
I hate it. Your engineers are all fired. Its colour looks too much like the rust.
It is rust, sir. Unfortunately, that's what happens when you mix most waters with metal.
But it's lucky I don't fire you too. But your ever-impending execution might just be getting thrown overboard. Hamid, Vulcan, board the ship. You'll have to find your own quarters up the mast, probably, as I will commandeer the internals.
The ship starts sailing out into the Red Sea, out into the Indian Ocean, bound for the Pacific.
The sea is looking very calm today. I hope there isn't going to be any storms. You are a scientist, Mr. Dodd. Have you got any meteorological skills?
Well, unfortunately, I do not possess those, but...
Well, there are no buts when you serve someone as mighty as me, Mr. Dodd. Now cut your lip and give me a weather forecast.
But I couldn't possibly.
I'm not going to ask nicely anymore, Mr. Dodd. Vulcan, I hope you've brought your AK-47.
I didn't know he was coming.
I had some espionage work in Basra to do before I could join this mission. That is partly why the town looked like it did.
Okay, a weather forecast. I predict that the sea is going to be slightly choppy, and that there might be a few severe storms ahead, and an iceberg.
An iceberg? We're going to the Pacific, you imbecile!
If there is going to be a storm, shouldn't we take our tents down off the sails and sleep in the inner quarters?
No, I want to stretch my legs and walk around naked. In the event of the storm, we just have to make the best of it.
Well, at least our tents make very good sails.
Several days and sleepless nights later...
Are we nearly there yet? Me and the soldiers are sick of seeing nothing but sea. One said he saw an island, but he threw a grenade at it and exploded it before we could even stop at it. His fate was to be thrown overboard in the direction of the grenade.
We are still in the Indian Ocean, but are about to cross over to the Pacific. We are several days away from our destination, sir.
If we see any islands, we will let you know.
I am going to get some shut-eye. I am going to put a do not disturb sign on the cabin door.
Strangely, I feel tired too. I have not had any sleep for the last 20 hours. I have been on watch. Couldn't Mr. Dodd...
No, he is in charge of forecasting the weather. Get back on watch and keep this ship upright. If I'm woken up, you're going to have to expect a very topical punishment.
Am I also to keep watch, Saddam?
Yes, you are in charge of weaponry. If you see any other ships, fire at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now I'm going to sleep, so bother me at your peril.
A few hours later...
Dodd! Dodd! Wake up! Wake up!
Tonight. It's gonna be a fine night tonight.
Stop singing, you moron! I have spotted a ship.
Oh, my God. Well, you'll have to fire at it with a cannon. But Saddam might be asleep.
I'm still asleep.
You see? He's still asleep.
Yes, that cannon could wake up Australia. Never mind a maniacal world leader.
The ship is gaining on us, and I'm pretty sure that they are using arrows.
Walker, what on earth are you doing? Don't just stand there. You're being fired at by enemy ship.
I will fire the cannon.
My alarm's not due to go off for another 6 hours.
With all due respect, world leader, you tossed it overboard when we set off.
I'll toss you overboard in a minute. Now, you're going to tell me now, who's responsible for firing off that cannon?
It was Vulcan. It was an enemy
Don't give a shish! Vulcan, I want you to see you down by that plank.
But if I walk across that, I won't be able to come back on the ship.
Well, that was the general idea when Mr. Dodd built it.
Look! Pirates! Get down!
Pirates? Well, Vulcan, why weren't you firing at them?
I tried to, but it missed the ship.
Well, they're not missing us.
Yarr! Pleased to make your acquaintance. South Sea Pirates at your service. Here's my card. And whose ship is it we be sinking?
The world leader's Sultan Saddam Hussein you are addressing. We are commandeering these islands, so the Navy is going to kindly ask that your ship is set aside, or we'll plunge it into the ocean depths.
That's all right. We'll just use your vessel.
In our lifetimes, we sunk more ships than we landed at ports. Yarr.
So kindly vacate yours before we sink ye, dropping anchor. Yarr.
Saddam's ship begins to sink, and it takes with it the entire Navy, who attempt to use the lifeboats.
These lifeboats have all got holes in them! Help us! We hate water!
Ah, my trusted Stanley! When will you not let me down?
Well, you let the lifeboats down.
We'd better get out of here. At least Rose and Jack had time to get off the Titanic.
Oh no, the sails!
The men! They'll be drowned!
Corkum! We gotta jump into the sea!
Something tells me that we be jumping back ship. Oi!
Saddam and survivors, Dodd, Vulcan and Hammett, swim for their lives to the island. After a 2-hour swim, they are exhausted, and they wind up on a beach, washed up, on the island of Swahulu. A helicopter is seen to land on the beach, and men with business suits emerge.
Boys, we have arrived at Swahulu.
Boss, where's the treasure?
Not so fast, Joey. All in good time, my friend.
What the... Oh, you're up here? So we meet again. Get off my island. Can't you see the flag I've planted? You nearly had me killed that day at the airport.
What's an airport? I have no recollection of the incident you referred to.
An airport is what this island doesn't have and never will. But you will be leaving with your helicopter, as unfortunately, we're now on an island populated by men with guns.
I hear there's treasure.
Shut up.
Don't worry, Tsubasa. We were onto that. Why else would we be here?
Well, let's find it together then.
Later, after hours of catacombing the island, they find the treasure.
It's an axe. Put down your spades.
It's a campfire.
Maybe the treasure's been burnt.
The Erathia, they are here again.
Vulcan, I'm speechless as to why I pay you as an assassin, and Tsubasa is still walking on this earth. You've done more contribute to this treasure hunt.
We meet again. Have you got a spade?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Have it your own way, boys.
The Erathia point their weapons, but are disturbed by the arrival of the pirate ship.
Yarr!
Okay, you dig up the treasure and we will steal it.
Hamid, start digging.
A few minutes later.
I haven't found the treasure yet.
Keep digging.
Yarr! Hands off the merchandise.
Where did you come from?
I haven't found any treasure.
We're pirates, don't you know? And you scurvy dogs ain't getting away with that box. Yarr.
Which box?
That one.
Brothers of Stomp? Lodger brothers? I think this is taking the...
Oh, so you found our treasure?
Of all the places that you could turn up. I would rather throw my money away betting that you'd turn up at the North Pole.
We've been there. We've moved to Pole.
Well, that's very interesting and all, but this is about treasure. So get off my island.
Well, actually, we brought it back. We bought it back when we were rich.
Yar, the suspense! Open the box, yar!
Boys, open it. What is the meaning of this? What have I done to deserve this dull, uninspiring treasure?
That's right. There's four in there.
Just a few rusty coins.
Well, our treasure used to be in there. It was our inheritance. Our family's been burying this treasure for generations.
But we pondered it and bunged in a few rusty coins.
Yeah, we dug this treasure up years ago. We spent it on hi-fis.
Most of which are in the ground as well.
There are no words in the Iraqi language to describe what's going to happen to you two now. Vulcan, where's your weapons?
They went down with the ship.
Even the weapons of mass destruction?
They weren't even on the ship.
Well, so they're still in the palace? I've never been so angry as I am at this moment. This has all got cocked up, hasn't it? Well, I've been angry, but that's still saying something. Brothers of Storm!
Saddam throws the treasure chest at full force, knocking a pirate out. Then the crowd that's been milling around the treasure begin to chase the Brothers of Stomp.
Yar! After them!
Boys, I had hoped you could run faster than this. You did for the undercover police.
When I get a hold of you, it's lights out! I want this island razed to the ground! Vulcan! Set the forest alight, and as for the village, start the pillage!
But sir, seeing that the island is now on fire, and that we don't seem to have a boat, how are we going to get out?
On a makeshift boat, made out of the islander's former huts.
Oh well, Mr. Dodd, we may not have the treasure, but at least I'll be able to play my old Sega Saturn games again, now that I've stopped Mother getting her filthy dustbin hands on them.
I'm awfully sorry to have to break this to you, sir. But they went down with the ship.
Done!
Madness.
Presented by Good Laugh and Totally Mad.